Trumbull Valley Arts Association in Ladysmith. Okay. The first reader for that is Leslie.
That's me. So the Flambeau Valley Arts Association is in Ladysmith, Wisconsin, which is a rural area in northern Wisconsin. They serve a three-county region, Sawyer, Chippewa, and Rusk. They note that they have a decreasing population. Many of their businesses are closed or closing, and 15% of the population is under the poverty line, which is above average for the state. They are an all-volunteer organization in service for about 48 years, and they present 6 to 8 shows per season. Their audience numbers, they have 558 unique direct engagements. That's going to be my thing to discuss at the end of the day, and have done outreach with 12 out of 19 local groups. I do question, they had 558 attendees, but 701 children.
I think the 558 are adults.
Separate. Right. But they note that less than 50% of their activities are arts education, and I would really think if more than half your audience is children, that that kind of qualifies as arts education. Because they work with every public school in Ross County, which I think is quite admirable. They have identified some weaknesses in the nature of being an all-volunteer organization. They seem to be working to address that. They present, within their 6 to 8, they present a range of genres. Their revenue tends to run a little ahead of expenses. They were $5,000 under in 16 and about $4,000 under in 18. They didn't really address how they were satisfying that discrepancy in their budget. They have a board of 7 women and 4 men of varied backgrounds and interests. Their brochures are branded. They're easy to follow. They're not real fancy, but they are serviceable. And they did not include any optional materials. Their big thing recently was when Ladysmith Black Mambazo came through the state and they had an event with them in Ladysmith. They're clearly very excited about that opportunity. They seem to be really dedicated to bringing arts to this underserved part of the state. Their connection to the schools in the counties are really is really quite admirable. It is not clear if the board has a programming committee or how the responsibility for contracting the season is managed. They just didn't address that specifically, assuming it's their board president. They do take audience feedback, and those interests are taken into account regarding programming, which is nice. They seem directly connected to their community, deeply invested in providing arts programming and increasing the quality of life for their constituents.
Good, strong organization serving a small community. I would hope for them a little more growth and diversity in board makeup. Some of the board members have been serving a very, very long time, and to stir the pot once in a while might be healthy for them. It's a good, strong organization serving its community.
All right. Let's open it up to the other three of you. It would be great to hear all of your voices and your thoughts on this one.
I like that they have the Cachoeira Marionettes, which is a big deal act. That's not a cheap act. Okay. And I loved how, after listing, you know, various things that they've had, they ended with, and finally, after much debate, a trained dog act.
Yes.
That's one of the first ones I read, and then a few other organizations had dog acts. And I was wondering, is this dogs on tour in Wisconsin?
That same dog act hit a lot of places.
Yeah. And then I just thought it was interesting that they specifically said they want to remain all volunteer. And they talked about quietly marketing donor opportunities that result in future planned giving. It seems like somehow or another they're getting that going.
And when I read it, my comments were I thought they had a nice outreach to schools with exposure of the majority artists doing things in some of the school events. And I thought, I had a different take. I thought that the board members did is refined timelines.
Say that again.
I thought their board members' duties were defined with some timelines to accomplish things.
Oh, good.
They have something called community table spotlights, building the community, and children freer than adult, giving access to some of those that are economically depressed. And that they do some post-concert briefings. And I thought that their application touched on a lot of key issues. I thought a lot of part was evident in many of the statements in the application.
Mm-hmm. No, I would agree. I felt a lot of heart in this one. They took feedback from their audience. They made changes accordingly. They seemed to be very responsive to the needs of their community. So echoing a lot of what we've already said. But yeah.
All right. Thank you. If there aren't any further comments, then go ahead and put those numbers in the boxes and submit.